Wednesday, 26th of January 2011. From the Republic Day, we're starting one more Orville News. I am Mari, and at studio we have Andrea, Yahalon, and Miriam. One of the best ways to get to know Oroville is as a volunteer. Most of us had came here for the first time to work in one of the different projects that Oroville has to offer. Today's interview is with one of those volunteers. His name is Heis. He has just arrived directly from Holland into Buddha Garden and here at the radio. And for a month, he will try to combine his two passions, nature and anthropology.
So what brought me here to Oroville? This is my second trip to India. And previous time, I was mainly traveling as a tourist. I saw really many beautiful places, met really beautiful people, but I felt more like a tourist. Like, I was not participating in any program, and I was not doing anything just as seeing stuff and hanging around and meeting nice people. So actually for this trip I was thinking like, yeah, I would like to participate in something. I was thinking first about WOOF. This is a kind of organization which helps people who want to work at a farm, organic farms, and farms who need people. So they make a connection. But then I heard, actually 6 years ago, I heard about Oroville, and I thought, well, maybe this is also a nice place to participate in something. I do yoga myself. I like to meditate. I have a big interest in spiritual topics. So I looked up the website, and I liked the idea behind it. So I started to look at the website, and I saw they had farms, and at a certain moment I also saw there's a radio station. So after some emailing and thinking, I decided to stay at Buddha Farm, which offers a place to stay in return for 3 hours work every morning, which is really nice. It's a mixture between organic agriculture and kind of permacultural influences. This is my second day here at the radio station. And I think that I would like to do some topics which cover this farms in Oroville, the green movement, or the green belt it's called, I guess, and see how what is their part in Oroville, what is their ideas, their ideology, what is their plan for the future. And I'm also interested in how do they communicate with each other. Do they cooperate, or do they have some struggles together, and how does this connect to Oroville at large? How do other Orovillians think about the Green Belt, about sustainability? So I think this is something I would like to dive into and make a picture out of it.
We have two very important announcements from L'Avenir d'Oroville. The first is that the building of the Crown Road Phase 2 from Arca to Surrender will begin from Monday, 31st of January. It's necessary to remove 22 work trees which are in the way. The trees will be marked for identification, and their removal will be performed by the LRM. Details of deviation of traffic during the construction will be announced shortly. So be aware to this next announcement that is about to come. And the other is opportunity to the community. L'Avenir has subscribed to Survey Monkey for a year until January 24 of 2012. And they are offering these tools for Orovillians to use for any Oroville work. A survey is a method for collecting quantitative information about items in a population, and it is a very helpful tool to get information if you provide a service or want to start a new one. If you need to make a survey, please come to the L'Avenir office at the town hall to post your survey, or contact avenircp@oroville.org.in. And remember, today is holiday and some of the services are closed. In intranet, we got to know that lifeguard, Kailash, ACT bus, and Pond Trip by the school bus will be not operating today. The infinite defines itself in the finite. The finite conceives itself in the infinite. Each is necessary to the other's complete joy of being. Sri Aurobindo. I wish you all a happy Republic Day and be connected with the news every day available at Auroville Radio. Bye-bye.